Marianne's Tan Room has violet and green-based spray tan solutions to suit all skin tones. Marianne can tailor the tan to suit anyone, male or female. All tans set in 2 to 3 hours and can last from 7 to 10 days. Pre-tan and post-tan care given to all clients to get the most out of your spray tan. Located in Mulgrave, southeast Melbourne, follow on socials or contact 0421 552 489. And if you tell Marianne that the post-credit show sent you, your first tan is only $30. Hello, nerds. Welcome back to the post-credits show. Introducing you to the post-credits snack. Nom, 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 nom. The post-credits snack is your new 15-minute bite-sized episode that we're going to release twice each week. And this week, we're going to start off with some interesting news, some very controversial news coming from Academy Award-winning actor Mr. Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh. What have we got on here?
So Mr. Robert Downey Jr. said the following. Speaking to Esquire magazine after winning his Oscar last month for Oppenheimer, Robert Downey Jr. was asked if he would ever return to the MCU now that he's officially an Academy Award winner. RDJ did not hesitate. It was a very quick yes.
Well done.
His response was, happily. It's too integral a part of my DNA. That role chose me, and look, I always say, never, ever bet against Kevin Feige.
Yep.
What a quote.
Yep.
Now the question is, do we want to see Robert Downey Jr. back as Iron Man?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's Iron Man. He's amazing.
But he's dead.
But it's Robert Downey Jr.
But he's dead.
I get that. But
what is the best movie in the MCU ever?
Blade.
Everyone collectively slapped their forehead as soon as you said that.
So for me,
Endgame. It's Endgame. There's no questions. It's Endgame.
I actually thought I liked Civil War.
Civil War was fantastic. And Civil War really expanded the MCU very quickly.
It brilliantly brought in multiple other characters straight off the bat. It brought in the Spider-Man. It brought Ant-Man came in.
It was a great movie.
But no, I'll go the obvious answer. I'll say Endgame. But yeah, for me, Civil War's right up there. I get that he died, but I've just got a very simple answer. It's Robert Downey Jr. People want him.
But if you take away that really heartfelt moment where he snaps his fingers and saves the entire universe. The sacrifice of his own life.
Yeah.
If you take that away and bring him back, have you just cheapened the sacrifice?
Well, I guess you have, but I mean, you do open up a can of worms with it. I mean, if you bring him back, then people are going to be like, well, okay, you need to bring Black Widow back and you need to bring, who else died? Was that it?
That's it.
Oh.
Quicksilver died in Age of Ultron as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got to bring them back then. But I don't know. It's a you're in between a rock and a hard place here because Robert Downey Jr. is currently the biggest name in the world.
And I think that is in no small part to do with his role in the MCU. Like what did we work out? Like 11, 12, 12 movies? What movies was he in?
Okay, he was in Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Really?
Well, I hope so. He was in Civil War. He was in the Avengers, Age of Ultron, Infinity War, Endgame. So that's 8. Spider-Man Homecoming, that's 9.
Civil War.
He's got that.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
Was he in that? Mm. Oh, what? At the end?
Still in it.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Of course it counts.
Well, he was in the Hulk as well then with Edward Norton. He was in, he came into the end there. I think so it's 11.
The guy was quite literally the central focus point of the MCU for a decade.
Do you remember how exciting it was when the post-credit scenes were starting to really flourish? Yeah. Like, I remember seeing...
when he was sitting in that big factory thing and they had the... he was in the dark and Nick Fury walked in with his...
Oh, man. For me... there was more build-up in some of these films towards the post-credit scene than the actual movie, because you kind of got a gasp of what the movie was about, but you didn't know what was coming at the end. Like, I remember the first one when it's I think it might have been the Avengers, and right at the end of the Avengers, I had that famous post-credit scene. I just remember sitting there going, oh, my God, now how long do I have to wait for the next film to come out? It was just so much anticipation from a 30-second clip, and it gravitated me towards those films even more than I was already, you know, than I already was feeling.
I want to go so far as to say that post-credit scenes in Marvel movies sometimes saved Marvel movies.
Oh, man. Well, the one... the
Eternals.
I haven't seen that one.
The Eternals. I actually really liked The Eternals. I thought it was a really, really great movie. It was slower than most MCU movies.
Yep.
It was touching on characters that people didn't really have any understanding as to who they were.
Yeah.
But I guess the reason why I'm saying no to Robert Downey Jr. returning is because there is so much that his character accomplished. The storyline started at a really, really particular point, and the arc was just so perfect. It was orchestrated so well. There was like an architect who really sat there and went, "Where does Robert Downey Jr. start, and where does Iron Man, where does Tony Stark end?" Because Robert Downey Jr. looked the part so much, the actual presentation of Tony Stark changed in the comic books to look like Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, wow.
He became so synonymous with that character. Yeah. So not only do I think that his time as Iron Man should be done, that's it, no more, I don't want to see anymore, because it was perfect, I also don't want them to fan cast or recast or reboot. I don't want to see a cameo in Deadpool X Wolverine with
some other.
I don't want to see that. The most I will accept, because we know that Deadpool X Wolverine is going to jump around different universes. The most I will accept is a brief cameo of Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. That's it.
Okay, so that's all you want.
That's all I will accept. Anything more than that, I'm signing out.
See, okay, so you go back to the comic books. I don't know the comic books at all. I haven't read them. I'm not into reading books and whatnot. Was he in the Kang Dynasty comic books? Was he part of that?
He was, but he doesn't need to be in the MCU. And this is the thing.
Well, that's going to be the argument. Well, but if they want to stay close to the comics.
There's so much about the comics that didn't translate over into the movies. There's many different storylines where they've had to change and bend and flex, because there's only so much that you can do when you're talking about taking a comic book into a cinematic universe.
Of course.
But also the fact that Marvel still doesn't own all of the rights to all of their comic book characters.
Yeah, they need to sort that out. Sony just needs to move on, sell them, be done with them, because they're constantly mucking up.
Give it back.
Just give it. Well, look, Madam Web's the prime example of why Sony should have nothing to do with anything Marvel moving forward.
Yeah, Dakota's career's over, basically.
She's done. She is done. I don't even think she's that good an actress anyway. I don't really like anything she's been in. But
I'm not gonna say she's not a good actress, because there are people out there who do think that she is, and we're not here to rag on people who you know, craft a career out of acting. But I do get what you're saying. My personal opinion is that I don't think that she doesn't excite me. Like, if she was cast as a character in the MCU, I wouldn't be mind blown by it.
No, not at all. So, I mean, that Sony does need to release their, they need to give the rights back. I'm so torn between this question that you've put out there. I just love him. I love his character. Iron Man it's not the Avengers without Iron Man. So if they're going to go up against Kang, I feel that he has to be there. But you're right in saying what you said previously, that it makes that sacrifice not as important. It kind of devalues the ending of Endgame. I'm torn. I don't really know what else to say.
When he died in Endgame,
yeah,
I legitimately cried.
What about...
I legitimately cried. Like, I shed tears when he died. That was a hard scene to watch.
Yes.
But it was powerfully presented.
What about...
It had so much impact. That, and I think bringing him back undoes all of that emotion.
That ending in Endgame... How there was, so Iron Man 3, that little, he saved that little kid or something, and then he was actually at the funeral.
Yep.
Who was that? What was his, who was that? Do you remember who, do you know who I'm talking
about? I know who you're talking about. I don't remember
is
who
he was. Like a future Iron Man or anything?
No, 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 no. So in Iron Man 2.
No, it was 3.
In Iron Man 2, when Killian was, took control of all of the Iron Centurions.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And one of them landed in front of a little kid that had the Iron Man mask on, and he went to pew, and then Iron Man landed behind him and saved him. And that was Spider-Man.
I knew that. I think
that was Spider-Man. As far as who the kid was in Iron Man 3 that he gave the gear to.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know who he ended up being.
I don't either. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
We probably should know that, but we don't.
But honestly, like the way his character touched every single person in the MCU, every single character in the MCU had a moment with that Iron Man, with that Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Whether or not it was Tony Stark presenting as a jagoff billionaire playboy philanthropist, or whether or not it was Iron Man who saved, and you know, like the back and forward between Iron Man and Captain America was just beautiful. It was brilliant. It was pure cinema.
It was.
But in the same way, I think if you bring back Robert Downey Jr., then you need to bring back Chris Evans. And I don't think that this MCU needs that team up anymore.
It's going to be weird to see
And this is the thing. Robert Downey Jr. is not a young man anymore.
How old would he be? He'd be late 50s.
He'd be in his 50s.
Yeah.
He's not a young man anymore, which means it's going to become harder and harder for him to play those roles. Same with Chris Evans. It's going to become harder and harder as these actors get older to play those roles. Because, you know, when you look at Hugh Jackman and how absolutely jacked up man gets before he plays Wolverine, obviously there's the extra additional element of Wolverine rips his shirt off frequently, so there needs to be something for people to look at.
Correct.
But... It takes such a heavy toll on the human body to do what these actors do. I don't want Robert Downey Jr. to ruin the legacy that he created in his performance of Iron Man. I think his time is done, and this is how I'm going to end this episode. In December last year, Kevin Feige came out and said there is no chance whatsoever that Robert Downey Jr. will ever return as Iron Man in that format.
There you go.
We will never magically undo his death, is what Kevin Feige said in December.
He's the big cheese. He's sitting in the hot seat. So what he says goes, I guess.
And like Robert Downey Jr. said, never, ever, ever bet against Kevin Feige.
There you go. So, well, the answer is, my answer is I would like to see it. You wouldn't, but do you think it will happen?
I don't think it'll happen.
You don't? Okay.
I don't think it'll happen. All right. Tell us what you think, ladies and gentlemen. Jump onto our social media, like, follow, and subscribe, and tell us, do you want to see Iron Man return, or are you done with the legacy? Until next time, I'm Loosh, that's Lockie. Say hi to your dad for me. Deuces.
Bye-bye.